American car companies are on the rebound, but they're finding it harder to attract young buyers. 20-somethings aren't likely to wait for the latest car magazine, and they're less likely to see the latest TV commercial. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on how the auto giants are trying to capture a fractured youth market.
Okay, folks, it's time to get into the Wayback Machine. We'll set the dial to 1959. Back here in 1959, if you want to sell a car, you only need a car, in this case, a Chevy Impala, a star, in this case, Dinah Shore, and a catchy tune.
Chevrolet is the one that proves the fun, the fun, the fun is in the going, come rain or shine or snowing.
I mean, who didn't love Dinah Shore? So you'd probably head into the showroom. Once you went with Dinah and Chevy, you stuck with them. These days,
the Dinah Shore approach by itself doesn't work anymore.
John Emmert is the global marketing manager for Ford. He says it's getting tough for car commercials to reach customers, especially young ones, who are more fickle. And
the media is getting very fragmented. So in order to reach the people you're trying to reach, you need to have a broad approach, or in terms of the media you'd consider, and a targeted approach based on, you know, finding where these people are.
Meaning you have to hit all the mediums to find the customers, and you got to do it quick. The Ford Focus has one new ad campaign for the whole world.
It might be hard to believe that the new Focus can actually park itself. Until you actually see it. Park itself. The all-new Focus with class-exclusive Active Park Assist.
Short commercials like that, plus an internet TV show, a social media campaign, a charity reality show, Facebook, and more. All for one car. Jeremy Anwill is CEO of Edmunds.com. He says the big car companies have the kind of money they haven't had in years, and they're spending a lot of it going after young people. They're not always successful.
Right now, the car companies are very focused on, you know, getting people to like their Facebook page, which to me is kind of irrelevant.
Anwill says the key is to find a natural way to surprise people with a car, then get them to talk about it.
It seems pretty simple, but, you know, in the car industry, we just haven't quite figured out how to get to that level of some sort of surprise that triggers these conversations.
Anwill says as the car industry gets more competitive and media more fractured, it'll be harder for any car to be heard. Plus, no one can get Dinah Shore. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
The fun, the fun.
The fun is in the knowing. The fun is in the going.
In the slim line, fresh and fine. Chevrolet.
This is NPR News.